This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The impeachment process against U.S. President Donald Trump is moving into a new phase as the House Judiciary Committee gets set to take up the probe. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The House Judiciary Committee has scheduled a hearing for next Wednesday, December 4th, to explore the question of high crimes and misdemeanors, the constitutional requirement for impeachment. The hearing will feature legal experts who will examine the constitutional grounds for impeachment and explore a framework to respond to serious allegations of impeachable misconduct. President Trump and his lawyers are invited to attend the hearing and request answers from witnesses, but the president is scheduled to be overseas next week. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she respects the results of local elections in which pro-democracy forces scored a sweeping victory, and she said she would reflect on them seriously. But she also says it's time for the protests to end.
After these 5 or 6 months, Hong Kong people have realized very clearly that Hong Kong could no longer tolerate this chaotic situation. Everybody wants to go back to their normal life.
Sunday's vote was a major symbolic blow to pro-China forces that dominate Hong Kong politics. It's also the latest evidence of public support for a 5-month-old pro-democracy movement that has become increasingly aggressive. The vote will not significantly change the balance of power in Hong Kong's quasi-democratic political system, but the district council vote is seen as one of the most reliable indicators of public opinion, since it's the only fully democratic election in Hong Kong. More on this and other stories, you can find it online at voanews.com. From the VOA News Center in Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. A stray aircraft caused